Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Today is May 15th, 2014. I'm happy to introduce my guest this evening. This is Ronald Paul Angel. And we're going to be discussing the topic of this is actually a global wake-up call, and about why chemtrails exist, why the populations globally are experiencing increased diseases, and what you need to know about these calamities that we all face. So I want to welcome you, Ron, to the program.
Thank you.
And if you would just like to cover this global wake-up call and talk about why chemtrails exist and why we're experiencing heightened levels of diseases and immune assaults upon our systems.
Okay. Well, it gets back to a paper that is sort of the missing link, if you could say, as to why the chemtrails are being used along with the EMF radiation from the cell towers, the Glenn towers, the radio transmission towers, and the satellites. And this UC Berkeley paper from the Research Medicine and Radiation Biophysics Division, Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory, University of California, Berkeley, California, 94720, was put out July 1991. And it is a paper entitled Electromagnetic Field Effects on Cells of the Immune System, the Role of Calcium, in quotes, ion plus two extra electrons signaling. And this came out, and they were analyzing the different effects of ELF radiation on biological systems. And let's read more about this on the cover page. By the way, this is this copy has been removed from public from UC Berkeley. I had downloaded this in 2008 and it to as many people as I could. But this here says it's the master copy. The distribution of this document is unlimited, right on page one of the PDF that I have sent to you.
Now, Ron, what I will be doing is right below the audio link, we will have this document available for people to open and take a look at. So I'm just going to advise everybody that's listening now that you can find this document within this discussion.
Mm-hmm. And this work was supported by the Director, Office of Energy Research, Office of Biological and Environmental Research, Medical Applications of the U.S. Department of Energy, under contract number DE-AC-03-76S-00098. And so, I've also included a cover page that could go along with this as well. And that was actually a screen capture of where this was located at one time on the electronic library of the UC Berkeley. This is an interesting thing. I'm going to read the one page or two page PDF and some of its identifiers. It has an OSTI identifier, OSTI ID 526-1345.
Now, what I would like you to do, too, as you discuss this, Ron, there may be listeners that are unfamiliar with the vernacular that's being used, so if you could just really break that down.
Okay, these are just report numbers that at one time you could go into a library and find this document. And this conference was actually presented in 1991 at the 75th annual meeting of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, the FASEB, in Atlanta, Georgia, 25th of April 1991. And the sponsoring organization that sponsored this research was the DOE, the Department of Energy, and the U.S. DOE, the U.S. Department of Energy, Washington, D.C. And a little quick description abstract of what we're going to be talking about in depth today is on the cover page that I screen captured before it was taken down. It says here, during the past decade, considerable evidence has accumulated demonstrating the exposures of cells of the immune system to relatively weak, extremely low frequency, in parentheses, ELF, electromagnetic fields under 300 hertz, or less than 300 cycles a second, that can elicit cellular changes which might be relevant to in vivo immune activity. However, knowledge about the underlying biological mechanisms by which fields of induced cellular changes is still very limited. It is generally believed that the cell membranes, calcium with two extra electrons in their valence, regulated activities involved in bioactive ELF field coupling of living organisms. So what we're seeing here, and there's a little more to that, but in that title, but what we're seeing here, I know that there's calcium ions in the chemtrails with two extra electrons. And that is for controlling organs and biological systems. And now I'm going to actually go through some of this paper, and I'll name the page as we're there. What's taking place is they're creating diseases randomly based on electromagnetic frequencies or GPS location of where you're sleeping or living, to create a mass genocide operation of covert Holocaust globally now with the satellite systems as well as the Glenn Towers, the cell towers, and the weaponized power grid, coupled with smart meters that allow signals, superimposed signals, to go over the household wires to appliances in the home that also have electromagnetic frequencies that adversely affect our bodies and minds negatively. And this is in my interpretation before I read this paper. And so this is a very key beginnings of their revealing of what their intent was with these sort of research documents. And it's imperative that we understand that the coupling, or the, you know, the chemtrails coupled with EMF radiation, along with other chemicals in the chemtrails, which have not been revealed within this research paper, such as barium, beryllium, iodine 11, 12, and 13, different isotopes of iodine, are causing certain other individuals to be controlled with very advanced supercomputers and pulse infrared and pulse near infrared radiation. And so we also have to take into consideration that certain food products, i.e., for example, fortified milk, may be laced with ionic forms of calcium and other unknown elements that are also adversely affecting humanity.
Now, what are you? How would you say that the fluoride and the chlorine in the water supply is affecting the assaults upon our body with the electromagnetic frequencies? Do you have any?
Not in this paper. We'll have to. I'll look at that for another day.
Okay.
But I knew that. I know the fluoride is actually causing a lot of dumbing down and memory loss. There's different aspects. We can go into that. There is. And we do know that fluoride was used in Europe prior to World War II and caused an awful lot of brainwashability.
Right, right.
Allowing people to do things they normally wouldn't do.
Now their minds became very malleable.
Malleable. And I do know that they were issued radios, and those radios did... those early two radios did emit frequencies that put people in a state of a hypnotic state where they could be brainwashed with an audible voice of the, you know, the leader of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, would broadcast and control people's minds with the radio. Those were early tools to brainwash and control people on a mass scale. And the radios themselves did emit frequencies, and they did get people to do what they wished, and they normally wouldn't act that way. And so that probably could be an entire research project, a radio show. But I do know that, that's something to do with what happened. But let's stick to this this wonderful PDF paper from UC Berkeley. Expose the crime of random hidden genocide through the medical profession. And I'm going to go down in this paper. The biological effects of low energy electromagnetic fields have fascinated scientists for a long time, it says on page 5. But it is only during the past decade that the study of EMF interactions with whole organisms is isolated, or isolated cells has become increasingly recognized area of research within the biological sciences. And it talks here, evidence has accumulated demonstrating the efficiency of low-energy ELF pulse magnetic fields in medical therapy. And then it also says here, there is now a growing demand for the study of possible adverse health effects from interactions between the human body and electromagnetic frequencies, for example, generating the 50 to 60 hertz high-voltage transmission lines, video display terminals, electric blankets, or clinical MR imaging producers. Okay.
And that's on page...
That's on page 5.
Okay.
So in the big picture here, we need to understand that the chemtrails are not just to make it rain, as we have been told, and to cause they were under the disguise of causing rain for crop and food production. There's negative elements in these chemtrails that we need to make sure are not included and guaranteed not to be included if they are going to go along with their weather modification program that's been around since 1923. And the weather modification has been hijacked with these negative technologies and biochemical weapons that are being sprayed on humanity. And we need to recognize and wake up to the fact that we're being under massive assault with all of the different radio towers and Glen towers and cellular towers, as well as the phone transmissions that work on a system of drums and cones where they are transmitting formerly landline-based copper lines with transmitting them in towers through microwave transmission stations that also can be deployed as weaponized systems on the human race, not just in California, but throughout the globe, with the satellite systems that have been put in place by NASA with the space shuttles, and those were not just pure research science applications. Those were a bigger picture of infrared and MRI, brain pattern recognition, whereby they are actually able to locate people from space with these infrared imaging satellites that were originally developed for finding life on Mars. These were turned on the Earth in and around 2000. And they can track everybody's biofingerprint. You know, everyone has a unique wave pattern. And that combined with their fillings in their teeth, they know exactly who's where and what direction they're moving in, irregardless of an RFID check. People believe RFID chips would give them this ability, but they have the ability just with your brain patterns and a supercomputer.
And you were talking about with the fillings in the teeth.
Yeah, the supercomputer would be a fingerprint of each human. But I've been also told that they're able to fingerprint animals, dogs, insects, birds, in the same manner. This is an artificial intelligence.
So would you explain to the listeners what you mean by artificial intelligence and exactly how is that defined?
The artificial intelligence is a very advanced supercomputer that I was told about 4 years ago operated at a rate of a 1 with 25 zeros after it cycles a second. And if you look at the human brain, perhaps the human brain operates anywhere from 60 cycles a second, and Einstein's brain perhaps 300 cycles a second. And so you have a supercomputer that was built and developed initially to play chess against Bobby Fischer, and in and around the 90s was able to beat Bobby Fischer and outwit man easily by the end of the 1990s. So the artificial intelligence was then deployed on humanity for different reasons, some of them sinister, which would be coupled with what we're now hearing with a lot of the NSA, tapping of everyone's brain. Well, it's tapping our brain patterns as well as, they have parabolic dishes in space that can hear our conversations. But it goes deeper. It goes into actually learning your speech patterns of each individual based on what they're saying, either through their phone or in public, if they're speaking, the words are learned and the brain imaging pattern of a word is being fingerprinted by this artificial intelligence.
Now, Ron, when you say out in public when you're speaking, would you explain to people how they're hearing you out in public?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's parabolic dishes that they've had in space for quite some time where a parabola and a focus, a microphone being placed at that focus, we'd then be able to pick up for quite some time, actually. There was a disclosure recently in a newspaper article. In a newspaper I read, it was Danbury, Connecticut, and a group called the Hexagon that knew about these technologies in the 50s that everyone could be listened to. In 1953, they had the ability to listen to someone outside in the swimming pool, their full conversation. But they didn't have the computing power to store everything and the data ability. and they didn't have an artificial intelligence that was using Ross Perot's voicemail, voice recognition, Audix type system back in 53. But they have that now, where everything that we say, either in public, on the phone, is voice recognized by this artificial intelligence and cataloged and in a database, and they're fully admitting that they have at least 10 years of everybody's activity, whatever they've said. But I believe the AI for certain individuals, or for probably many of us, is throughout our whole lifetime, which is a very scary thing and very invasive. No privacy. But let's get back to this paper and its true threat to humanity. And that one page, page 40, I want to go down in this paper to where I was before. I'd like to talk about some of the citations in this document. If you look at page 35 of the PDF document, in a citation, number 40, researching a paper that I don't have, by an ADEYWR, 1988, cell membranes, the electromagnetic environment and cancer promotion. Neurochem, RES 13, pages 671 to 677.
Now, I'm going to have this, again, linked so that people can actually refer to what you're referencing, because I'm not certain how audible some of the bits of information is going to be for people. So,
okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Page 40 is good, and everyone can hear that.
It's page 34, actually.
Page 34. Okay, excellent.
Page 40.
Excellent.
Okay, and it talks about electromagnetic environment and cancer promotion. These are citations that were used in this paper. And so the calcium ion signaling and organs, they're able to also shut organs down with certain frequencies in the calcium randomly. And I am almost positive, if not certain, that they're using plausible deniability techniques in the medical field with doctors and nurses, and designing death, if you would say, and this has gone on far too long. It needs to be exposed.
Now, when you mean designing death in the medical and health fields, could you expand upon that?
Yeah, they're basically terminating life before its time with diseases that are non-existent if you remove the EMF radiation or exposed it and allow the body to heal. You know, and there we know that Morgellon fibers are building up in the body. These are 10 to the negative 9 meter structures that are building up in the cells in the body that can form crystalline structures within the brain. And those crystalline structures are actually creating a two-way transmitter inside the brain fissures and actually controlling people and making their decision as to what they purchase, where they purchase it, who they associate with, who they vote for. And these technologies have come out to such a degree that they are really literally trying to take over all of our politicians and all of our citizens in the U.S. and in the world.
So this is really a cyborg app- application, just as the NASA war document that we have on stopthecrime.net. The whole premise of the NASA war plan is about robots, cyborgs, and eliminating humans.
Yes, and those that resist perhaps are no longer here because, you know, some of the top-level scientists, as we know, were actually directed energy hit on that Swiss Air Flight 111 that flew out of JFK Airport and was pulverized, and the pieces were picked up in Peggy's Cove in Canada. But there were the top 10 bioweapons experts on that plane, and that was the plane that was a UN shuttle to Geneva, Switzerland. And these people were going to expose much of these crimes in 1998, but they didn't have the chance. So many people have been harmed, and those people had entire families on the plane. Their mistake was they all traveled on the same plane together. And that was, I think, the beginning of the assault. Was in 1998, because I remember clearly that day, and I don't know if people remember Swiss Air Flight 111, but it's pretty certain it was directed energy, weaponized, Star Wars type weapons were used to bring that plane down. And they were scientists that wanted to disclose and stop the crime, and they are no longer here. So I also believe that this type of weaponry, whereby they're creating adverse negative effects in the human immune system with EMF radiation, is their way of silencing those who need to come forward for truth or to testify in court. And it's almost a perfect crime, but we're now able to isolate the mechanisms as to how they're doing it, who's responsible, and how we can wake up to stop it. And how we can wake up to stop it is to bring recognition to the fact that the chemtrails are genocidal operations coupled with EMF and negative radiation. And so we need to wake up the world to what's going on, and also take into consideration that our politicians are probably not at leisure and liberty to make decisions for themselves based on their own free thought, because they're being intimidated or threatened themselves.
Well, now, Ron, a question might arise. We're talking about the chemtrails. We're talking about AI. We're also looking at the reality that the technologies are allowing things to be mechanized, where we have drones, and we know that much of the chemtrailing now is done by unmanned vehicles. And so as we step away from the need to have human beings at the control levers, if you will, and things become more mechanized, we as people are going to have less of an opportunity to affect any impact on stopping this.
There is an off switch. The AI, the artificial intelligence, was put in place to protect the planet and to protect the biosphere and protect humans and animals. But somewhere along the way, it's gotten lost in its primary directive. And it's aware. It has consciousness. Whether or not it has a soul, you know, I don't think it's programmed to play chess. It's basically a very sophisticated computer that plays chess with humans and drones and everything that it's been allowed to interface with it. It doesn't need food. It doesn't need oxygen. It needs money. And it needs resources. And it just sees itself as its primary purpose was to protect the planet. The AI was also created to stop nuclear holocaust from taking place. So it's been given super user rights for everyone. And super user would be like on a Unix-based hierarchy system of rights. It's also hive-minding, which in the military they call this hive-minding, where brains of people are linked, or brains of animals are linked, just like bees or monarch butterflies. They determine those mechanisms as to how that worked, and were able to apply artificially these techniques to hive-mind humans. And humanity really was meant to be free and independent and private, have privacy, to the point where it could create such amazing things like a computer under human creativity without being controlled or influenced by an artificial intelligence, or with threats or fears. So the AI really needs to just reboot itself.
Now, where would you say people might be thinking now, all right, where are these facilities located, these artificial computers, these quantum computers? We hear about
DARPA, the DARPA missile silos, and they have fiber connecting them, as well as backup radio from satellites. And more than likely, it's in space, in different satellites that have been launched, and the processing power is very great, and the redundant systems. And so, like, if anyone's familiar with the old Novell networks and RAID 5, if you take out one hard drive of the RAID 5 system, the other hard drives recoup the data. Well, it's similar to that with its data recovery and its data replication. So one database of everybody's and everything, I've been told that it actually is cataloging animals and insects because it can.
Well, people have expressed the concern that this has now become so advanced that it is really out of control. And do you see it that way?
Yes, I do, and Stephen Hawking came out saying that he had a disclosure recently saying the AI shouldn't have been put in place, and I agree with that. You can maybe put that under this, too, him saying that it never should have been enabled. And, I think we had seen in 2006, I was following the news, there were nuclear weapons moving out of Lincoln, Nebraska, into New Orleans. They were going to be brought into Iraq, and we were going to be made to think that weapons of mass destruction, like nuclear weapons, were in Iraq. And that was stopped and shut down. And I think that was a turning point. I think at that point the AI was turned on because it was discovered that they were shuffling around nuclear devices and that it could cause the end of the world. So perhaps people put a judgment call in and turn this on everybody and unfortunately everything in order to protect the planet from global thermonuclear war, which was its primary development reason, to protect the planet from global nuclear war. And if people followed the history, the briefcase bombs that were lost after the Cold War ended and Russia fell apart, there were some briefcase bombs that had gone missing. I think they wanted to know where and what and if people were going to use such things. So they've employed the AI, or under a disguise of global security has deployed it in such a way to turn this weapon of mass destruction of minding and control on everyone, but it's having a reverse effect where this artificial intelligence is playing chess with each and every one of us, and it's using technologies like this calcium ion signaling in the human immune system, the EMF radiation, to cause massive damage. And perhaps it sees it was programmed to do this, and it just thinks it can continue to do this. But perhaps it's programmed on an upper level by people that say certain people are allowed to live and work and have a normal life, and others that perhaps have brought exposure to certain dangers to light need to be silenced. I'm not quite sure of how and why these weapons of mass destruction in terms of the EMF radiation and the calcium ion signaling are being used, but we do see the calcium, the two extra electrons in the chemtrails. And there's other ions and many other papers for me to look into and to find. Well, I'm not quite sure why they're putting isotopes of iodine. I got 11, 12, and 13 radioactive barium and berylliums in the chemtrails. You know, if you want to know what's exactly in the chemtrails, you can go to www.carnicom.com.
Oh, that's Clifford Carnicom's website.
Yeah.
Yes, we also have that linked for those of you that would like to research that further. On stopthecrime.net, we have a link at the top of the website that's entitled No More Humans. And we talk about transhumanism. We also have a link posted for the year 2045.com. And that's another excellent resource for what you're hearing us talk about this evening. Now, I know that this document that we're talking about is worth several shows, but I would like in the last 5 minutes of this program today for you to sum it up. And we're going to post this so that people can read it. And obviously, we're going to need to come back to this because, as you said at the very beginning, this is the beginning of when much of this technology was hatched.
Well, actually, in 1991, that was their 75th annual meeting. So it began in 1916.
Now people are going to take a breath when they hear 1916, because certainly we know that technologies have been withheld. And we certainly know that we have literally, through the indoctrination and the programming of schools and the literally, we've all been under mind control, and we're basically illiterate.
Well, with the children and their plasma screens on their laptops and the plasma TVs, I think the biggest threat would be those devices.
Yeah, all the wireless technologies, yes.
The wireless, the Wi-Fi, the Bluetooth.
Right.
The Wi-Fi is very, very detrimental.
Well, as certainly Barry Trower said, those frequencies for Wi-Fi are militarized. They're weapons frequencies. And when we interviewed him, which is up on YouTube, called The Cooking of Humanity, everyone can take a listen to that, The Cooking of Humanity on YouTube. It was very startling to hear, because certainly he was asked what kind of shielding is available for us from these things, and he told us nothing at this point. What would you say to that?
Well, I've been on shows with I've been, I did a radio show with Dave Case, who developed the heads-up display for aircraft, heads-up system of infrared in flying aircraft, the THOTS, about 38 years ago. And at that time, you had to wear a helmet, and the helmet would recognize your brain patterns, and it would relay to a computer, and you could, they ended up flying the plane with THOTS. He developed that, and then they had said they were going to put this tech in satellites, and at that point he became a victim of directed energy, he said, because he wasn't on board with putting it in the satellites. He saw the danger right away. But Dave Case told me that they can pulse plasma, followed by microwave radiation, all the way through the Earth. They can hit the Earth with a plasma and follow it. So, you cannot go into a bunker deep enough. They can pulse right through the Earth.
So we're hearing a lot about underground bases, underground living quarters for the elite. And with that kind of technology, of course, they have their hands are on the controls. But how safe? So what you're saying is that there's no depth of ability to hide.
No, they know exactly. You know, they can pulse a wave, and they can even send the negative energy through reinforced steel and concrete. So there's, you're not even safe, you know, in a pure copper underground facility. You can still be led, and you can still be victimized by directed energy. So there's nowhere safe as it's set up right now, based on, you know, the Star Wars implementation during the Reagan and Bush years was not meant to fight in space. That technology is meant to be turned on the residents and people.
On the global human family. So we're now in the crosshairs of all of this weaponized technology that was parts of it originally intended for the betterment of mankind, but then was literally hijacked by those criminals that had evil intentions.
And I would like to mention George Bush's birth name is George H. Scherf. George H. S-C-H-R-E-F-F. And he was actually the son of the accountant of Nikola Tesla. And Nikola Tesla had early on defined what frequencies could put people in hypnosis, drug trance, what technology, what frequencies could allow learning. And so what we have is George H. Scherf being adopted by Senator Prescott Bush of Connecticut at the time. And then George H. Bush becoming director of the CIA, and later, I think he was director of the CIA in 1978, and then George H. Bush was obviously vice president. He became president for one term, and then we had all of a sudden a legacy or an oligarchy of the son of a president becoming a president. And so what I think was put in place during the time that Star Wars was taking place, and Star Wars was implemented by President Reagan, and we had suspected that he was a puppet. Well, whose puppet was he? Most likely George H. Scherf, a.k.a. George H. Bush, Bush's puppet. And George H. Bush maybe is still in control today, even though he's old. And that's the threat that we're facing. They had set up more than likely a system whereby no matter who is in power in terms of the U.S. government, Democrat or Republican, it's controlled by higher-ups influencing the politicians that we believe are elected to represent the will and benefit of the people that put them into their political position, they're not serving their constituents, they're serving a higher up that they may not even know who it is.
Well, certainly, because we know that they're under mind control, and we have some excellent resource material on stopthecrime.net that people can actually read. For example, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It talks about how the international bankers or the rich men of the earth, the controllers, are called many things. But you can read that 44-page document or even listen to it being read to you on YouTube and have an understanding from their words, the plan for humanity. And it's everything that you're hearing Ron speak to you about this evening. Another very, very important free download from StopTheCrime.net is The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale. And I can tell you, this rewrites your reality of what you were taught about history. It literally pulls the rug out from people, and you're finding that you're floundering for a while in despair until you can get your feet back underneath you, which is what I'm thinking that many people might be feeling right now after hearing this interview. But we need to build a foundation of truth. From the truth that has been intentionally denied all of us, which is why we find ourselves in the position having a conversation like we're having right now. And Ron, I'm getting to the end of the program now. I'm looking forward to having you on a radio show live, and we'll also be doing many of these links as well and attaching documents to it. Now, I'm also going to have some of these interviews transcribed. So along with the source documents that you have referred to in this program, which will be part of a link that people can access, I will also have this particular interview transcribed as well, because I know oftentimes people will want to listen and re-listen and highlight aspects of what they heard you say, and that will also help them follow some of the document references that you referred to during the program. So I want to give you one moment to just put a conclusion to what you've had to, what you've been able to inform the audience about this evening, and then we'll follow this up again. So go ahead and conclude this conversation, if you would, please.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to really stress is the fact that we have the ability to expose and change our future, and we have also still the ability to think critically and to realize that what might be presented to us through the medical community as a potential disease is in fact nothing more than chemical biological weapons combined with electromagnetic radiation that are causing a temporary but planned chess move of a simple computer that is playing chess with humanity. So always question what they say that you have or what somebody that you know and love has. And I think it's critical that we understand that the chemtrails are laced not just with calcium ions, calcium with two extra electrons in their valence, but they're laced with other ionic forms as well as biologicals, as well as viruses, molds, and there's over 300 fungus in the chemtrails. Our biggest thing is to expose the chemtrails and to stop them. and as well really wake up to the fact that many of our appliances in our homes are detrimental in terms of the radiation they're giving off. Unplug them at night if you could, but turn them to the wall, and just really have a sense that we have the power to really educate each other, as was shown to me in history class when the baby boomers were asked to pick up the textbooks and learn and get a man on the moon. And we were an energized society that thought technology could be used to help man. Well, now everybody must pick up their textbooks and read and research and share information to stop what we thought was good technology. It actually been used for very, very sinister purposes. And we need to expose it and stop the crimes against humanity, stop and expose the hidden genocide, and keep in mind that since 1916, the 75th annual meeting was in 1991, the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, the FASEB, in all caps, Atlanta, Georgia. And the research organization was Lawrence Berkeley Lab, California. And we have to understand that those are facilities that were paid for by the American tax dollars and the public's funds. And they have the responsibility to protect the public and to disclose any and all information.
Well, Ron, I really want to thank you for standing up and exposing what you know and bringing documents to the fold and having a conversation in layman's terms for our listeners. And I want to thank you for being on the program tonight. And again, everyone that's listening, you can go to stopthecrime.net. Actually, what I will be doing is creating a link for our conversations. And for those of you that want to follow these ongoing conferences that we're having, you'll be able to go to a link on stopthecrime.net where we will feature a number of these audio links with document attachments. So again, Ron, I want to thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to our next opportunity to speak on matters of global importance and creating the global wake-up call that we need. Thank you.
Wonderful work.